9 o'clock.
Starting with national news, Luxembourg court has sentenced three family members to life in prison for the 2021 murder of a man in Portugal. The victim was poisoned with insecticide after multiple failed attempts on his life. The court heard the murder was planned around a dinner table in Esch-sur-Alzette, where the defendants discussed which poison to use. Customs officers seized nearly 800 kilos of cannabis at Findlay Airport last month, hidden in a US shipment labelled as furniture. Meanwhile, Luxembourg tops global coffee consumption at over 5 cups per person daily, though cross-border workers inflate the figures. The average resident drinks an estimated 118,000 cups over their lifetime. In international news, fighting is raging along the border of Cambodia and Thailand, with explosions heard near centuries-old temples ahead of US President Donald Trump's planned phone call to the leaders of both nations. At least 19 people have been killed in the latest round of border fighting that reignited last week. Venezuelan dissident and Nobel Peace Prize winner Marina Corina Machado has told the BBC she's of course going to return to her country after emerging from nearly a year in hiding to greet supporters in Norway earlier today. Austrian lawmakers are expected to approve a ban on headscarves for girls under 14 in schools, despite criticism from rights groups calling it discriminatory. The conservative-led government says the measure protects girls from oppression. Austria's constitutional court struck down a similar primary school ban in 2019 as unconstitutional. Moving to sports, and Eddie Jones will lead Japan at the 2027 Rugby World Cup after surviving a performance review. The Japanese Rugby Union backed the 65-year-old Australian despite a mixed year that included heavy defeats but showed improvement. Japan finished 2025 with 5 wins and 6 losses. Meanwhile, in basketball, Oklahoma City Thunder secured their 16th straight win, thrashing Phoenix 138-89 to reach the NBA Cup semifinals. They will face San Antonio and Las Vegas on Saturday. The New York Knicks and Orlando Magic also meet for a place in Tuesday's final. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
We have the usual morning fog, followed by clouds all day long, with the possibility of some rainfall here and there. The temperature will stay rather constant for the rest of the week at around 6 to 7 degrees now, going up ever so slightly to 9 degrees.